Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Wednesday, the 26th of June 2024. Today's topic is the swimming axe head. Our text today is taken from 2 Kings chapter 6 verses 1 through 6. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Verse 2. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there, where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried, and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. Verse 6. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick, and cast it in thither. And the iron did swim. Key verse. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 6. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick, and cast it in thither. And the iron did swim. Iron is a heavy object that cannot float on water. It sinks into it. It is the law of gravity. The sons of the prophet in our Bible passage needed to expand their abode. They informed Elisha their master, and invited him to go with them to Jordan. As they were cutting down the trees, the axe head of one of them fell into the water, and he cried out to their master for help. Then a miracle happened. Prophet Elisha cut a piece of wood and threw it into the water at the spot where the axe head fell into. Contrary to the law of nature, the axe head floated on water. The iron swam. If the sons of the prophet did not invite Elisha to go with them, they would have been without solution to their problem. As the prophet responded promptly and solved the problem, made the axe head to float, so Jesus responds without delay to all our problems and needs. You need Jesus today. He is the way, the truth, and the life. You may have challenges with your health or that of a loved one. Call on Jesus. Your academic work may not be going on well. Tell Jesus he will give you wisdom for excellence. Prayer for today. Lord Jesus, please go with me everywhere so that I can have solution to all my problems. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Hebrews chapter 13 verses 5 through 8. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.